Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 80.
I'm going to Hawaii, the prettiest place I know. I'm going to Hawaii and watch the palm trees grow. I'm going to Hawaii, man, I can hardly wait. I want to say aloha to the Aloha State.
Aloha, this is the Nard, and I'm here in Hawaii. I'm here with my partner Mike, Shahram, and Mark. We're here, and we're going to be here for a week. Awesome. It's actually Mark's birthday, so we're celebrating his 50th birthday. So that's why we call it the Hawaii 5-0. Haha. Okay, so. Okay. Oh my god, Mike's using some radio. Anyway, okay, so. What did we do? Oh, August 13th, we arrived, and that Sunday we met up with the Aloha Bears. Yeah, we went on a cruise with them. 21 bucks to cover everything. So we. Met up with Pat, and we all met up at the In Between bar, and then from there we went to the boat. We rode limousines, which is great. I think they hired about 3 or 4 limousines, and from there we went on the boat. It was great. Okay, let me ask Mike here. What do you think of the cruise last Sunday?
Cruisy.
It's very cruisy. Okay. Yeah, so we did that. Mike and I didn't know that it's a snorkeling cruise. So we didn't have our trunks on or anything. Everybody swam. Oh, okay, we're getting ready. All right, so after that, we just went towards Diamond Head, was it? We went near Diamond Head, right? Is that what we did last Sunday? Not real close. Okay, yeah, we were just there. We we enjoyed watching the bear swim. Yeah, it's great. All right, so I'll be back later. More, give you guys more update. It's a Thursday. I'm here at the Royal Kona Resort in Kailua Kona, and might be hearing the splash of water here right now, and beside the and right by the shore, and just watching. Oh yeah, the water crashing to the rocks. Okay, so now, oh wow, big waves. I love it here. Anyway, so just a little update of what you can do, what we did, and probably what you can do in the future if you guys ever visit Hawaii. We went to see the, where did we go to? See the Akaka Falls. We went to the the Akaka Falls, and, you know, it's a fancy falls. Took a lot of pictures there. And what else? After that, we went to see the volcano. We didn't see the volcano, but we just saw where the lava hits the water. A few miles away from that. We just took pictures from afar. We can't because it's too dangerous. So we have pictures with the with lots of lava cooled down on the road. You know, it blocked the whole street. Oh yeah, nice waves. Okay, from there we went to see the lava tubes. You saw a lava tube. I don't know. I'm guessing it was formed about maybe a few hundred years or thousands of years maybe. not really sure, but it's awesome. Just walking through a lava tube. And, you know, there's so much vegetation around it. And there's just one clear lava tube in the inside. Of course, they already put lights in it, so... Maybe they did a lot of work on it already. But most of it is natural. But it's nice. I like it. I like it a lot. It's amazing how the lava tubes are formed. Anyway, so... After that, well, yesterday we just spent our time in the gay beach, which is supposedly a gay beach, but not anymore because there were some action that were happening before, and lots of it was a nude beach before, and later on they did not, and people were doing in the bushes, and then later on people doing things in the water itself. So I think they didn't want to have nude beaches there anymore. Or, you know, the authorities had to do something about it. So anyway, we just hanged around there, did some Sudoku, which I'm now getting addicted with Sudoku. And then after that, we just stayed in the beach. We transferred to another beach. It's more family oriented. I tried snorkeling, but it's all sand. I don't see any rocks, so it's sort of pretty boring. Pretty boring to snorkel. Alright, so after that, well, we tried going to the only gay bar in the Kona. And they said it's an old worn-out bar, I heard. There are other gay places. So anyway, I was looking at it. We were looking at it. We didn't go in. We were too tired last night. So that's pretty much the update for this week. What we've been doing. Today's a Thursday. We're gonna fly back to Honolulu. And yeah, because what happened was we arrived Sunday, and then from there we met up with the Aloha Bears. Probably I told you guys about that a while ago. On an earlier recording. And then Monday we flew to here, to Kona, and then stayed in Kailua, in the Big Island. We went to the Big Island, and then we've been here since Monday. We've been hanging around, and then now it's Thursday. We're gonna fly back to Honolulu and probably do some time at the beach there at Waikiki. Maybe tomorrow is going to be a big day because it's going to be the luau. Probably I'll record the luau, part of the luau tomorrow. It's pretty much our gift for Mark because it's really his 50th birthday, and we're celebrating it here in Hawaii. Okay, so, alright, that's the update for now. Probably I'll talk to you guys later. And I'm still listening to the crash of the waters. Oh, awesome. Okay, catch you guys later, guys. Okay, it's a Thursday, 6 o'clock. We're watching waves crashing here at Waikiki Beach in Honolulu. And we are facing the sunset right now. We're waiting for the sunset. We're going to take pictures. We just love sunsets. We are at the gay area of Waikiki Beach. As usual, you go to the leftmost side, right? So you go to the leftmost side of the beach to go to the gay area. And there's one bear here just watching the sunset too. Should I say hi? Maybe that's for sure wrong, huh? No, later. Okay. Watching people surfing the big waves. It's very nice here. Okay, so I wish we could hear more of the crashing in the water though. All right.
We'll get closer to the water.
Try to get closer to the water. No, probably later.
All right,
we are here at the Pearl Harbor. It's around 11 o'clock Hawaii time. And yeah, we're here touring the ships and looking at the pictures and stuff. And, you know, during World War II stuff. And we're waiting for 11:30. We're going to ride a boat just to go to where USS Arizona is. And yeah, this place I kind of
have an effect on a lot of people. It's pretty sad. Well, for me personally, I could remember my dad was telling me the story about having to carry my aunts during the war. Two of my aunts to the mountains. Yeah, that was when he was 11 years old, I think, 10 years old. He had to carry his sister to the mountains because of the Japanese occupation in the Philippines and the attack back then. Well, yeah, so this is pretty much where it started. Well, the way I look at it, it's a memorial. Okay, so we're just gonna ride the boat. Catch you guys later.
Okay, guys. Really? Alright. I just ordered a small cup of poi. Now I'm gonna try a small cup of poi. Are you gonna try some poi?
It's like a washed asshole.
Really? Okay. We're gonna try some. Okay, here we go. Okay,
I mean, it's like a cum.
It looks like brown cum.
It's just.
Oh god, this is disgusting.
Dude, I told you it tastes worse than a cum. I had a cum, but I guess it's disgusting.
Oh my god, okay. Alright, Roy, I've tried poi already. First time and it's disgusting. I don't like
some
it at all.
Flour with it.
I would eat flour instead. Oh god.
Maybe
why?
It's better when it's cold.
It's better when it's
cold. Put ice in it. Come on, put ice in it.
Maybe if we add some more sugar or some ice.
Yeah, Splenda.
Put some Splenda on it. Come on, go. Okay, Splenda. Alright, we're mixing it up.
Now it tastes good, I bet.
Alright, let's try it out. Tastes like pudding now. Pudding.
Yeah, it's better. Let me try.
What do you think? It's poi.
It's better.
It's better with Splenda.
It's sweet. It's cold. It's sweet. Like a milkshake.
You have to dip it with your finger? No.
There you go.
No, don't use one.
Has an add-on.
We put sugar and water and ice in that one. This one's virgin. Okay, try it on. What do you think?
That's purple.
Okay, tell me.
It's good.
Mike says it's good.
If you were starving.
If you're starving, yeah.
After two monkeys.
Alright, now we've tried poi. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Just listening to that audio when we were trying out the poi. Yeah, it was just funny. All right, okay. So my feature for this episode is Paul. He's part of the Aloha Bears, and he's the vice president. And his profile is Bears in Bear 411, BEAARZ. Okay, let me read his profile here. 45 years old, 215, 5'10", solid bear, love beefy guys, beefy type guys, especially smooth. Okay, so you can check him out at Bear 411. And very nice pictures here. Okay, so I also had an interview with him during the cruise that we did last August 13th. When we went on a cruise at near Diamond Head. Okay, so here's the audio.
Okay, hello everyone. I'm here in Honolulu, and I'm here with Paul. This is the vice president of Aloha Bears, and he's the chairman of the Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day Luau. Okay.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, so tell us about the event that you're going to have.
Well, it's a four-day event. It starts on Friday, mm-hmm. and we have a meet and greet the first night. And then on Saturday, we have a luau. The beginning of the luau starts at an island on the windward side of the island, and it's very nice. It's kind of very secluded.
Wow.
And we have a barbecue, and that goes for about 3.5 hours. We have snorkeling and kayaking.
Ooh.
And then after that, we go back to the other, to the mainland area, and we go to a part of Hualoa Ranch, which is really quite beautiful. And we spend, about 5 hours there. We have luau dancers and a fire dancer, and we have a DJ and a local singer, and, of course, traditional Hawaiian food.
Oh, okay.
So that's on Saturday. On Sunday, we have a boat cruise on a very large boat where we can snorkel and swim off of it. But it's, as you know, we are on a boat cruise today, but it's a very, very large boat that holds about 150 people.
Oh, wow.
So that's about a three-hour cruise, and we also get fed on that cruise. And then in the evening, we have another party for about 4 hours.
Okay.
And on Monday, we have a picnic at Waikiki Beach. So it's a pretty tropical 4-day event.
How many do you expect coming to this event?
We're expecting about 120.
120.
And this is our second year, and we're hoping it will keep growing.
Okay.
So we're pretty excited. So if you love the sun and you love to swim and get out in the tropical weather, it's a great place for a bear event.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, so any websites that our listeners can and what people watching the video, where can we visit?
It's www.laybearday.com.
And the Aloha Bears website?
Our Aloha Bears website is www.alohabears.org.
Okay. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was great meeting Paul during our visit. Yeah. So, Paul, if you're listening to this, thank you for your time, and thank you for giving us more information on Lay Bear Day Luau, sponsored by the Aloha Bears. Okay, so check him out at Bear411. He goes by Bears, B-E-A-A-R-Z. Yeah, double A there. Okay. And a new feature in Bear411, I just noticed, they have guest book entries. So, yeah, take advantage of those of that feature. You can leave Paul here some messages. He already has one. A message from a Boston Area Bear. Pretty cool. Okay, so thank you, Paul, for your time. So check him out, guys, at Bear411. He goes by Bears, B-E-A-A-R-Z. Okay, just going back to what Paul said, the website is laybearday.com. It's L-E-I, Bear Day. That's the official website for Lay Bear Day Luau in Hawaii. Okay, let me read the description here. Enjoy the cool trade winds and unique events on Hawaiian beaches and frolic with hot men partying under the stars in Honolulu.